T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How are they?
All right, and as it always is this time of the show, Boat Girl has got our parting shot. Not our parting shot.
No, you got the party shot.
I got the party shot.
Why do we always stumble? You know what? Why do we always stumble the very last part of the show? We have no idea what we're doing.
Because it's so much fun. Calendar of events is on tap. Boat Girl, take it away.
Yeah, we got a few. Okay, Thursday night, August 29th, Clinton House Plantation has their shooting dine. This is going to be skeet shooting at the Clinton House, followed by Low Country Bull. Cost is $45 for 50 targets, and then dinner with fresh Low Country shrimp. They are awesome. You can shoot anytime that day, and then dinner is shortly after 7. If you don't want to shoot, you can come out and eat for $30. All are welcome. Come out and enjoy good food, good fun, and good company. Please RSVP Mike at ClintonHouse.net or call 864-833-0274 and ask for Dawn Wednesday through Saturday, because Mike is busy. As much as he'd like to talk to you, he ain't got no time. September 28th, Saturday, Eddie Eagle Firearm Safety Training Class for Kids. We just talked about that.
Yeah, that's one we talked about.
Yes. Free firearm safety class for kids, 4K to 4th grade, or about that. He's not a stickler really for age. No firearms will be on hand. This is safety and information and instruction only.
And pizza.
And pizza. Free pizza for the kids. It is a free event, but tickets are required so they know how much food to buy and know how many people are going to be there. It is requested that at least one adult attend the class with your kids to help keep order and all that good stuff. And there's stuff parents need to know, too. Clinton Church of God, that's from 11 to 12:30 p.m. located.
Clifton.
I need to learn how to read. Clifton Church of God from 11 to 12:30 p.m. located 134 Brooklyn Road in Spartanburg. Get your free tickets by emailing arrowwoodfst@gmail.com or go to their Facebook page, Arrowwood Firearm Safety Training. That's going to be a good event.
Yep.
October 24th, which is on Thursday, Piedmont Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation is holding their annual Hunting Heritage Banquet at the South Carolina National Guard Armory, 165 Industrial Park Road in Union. This starts at 6 p.m. featuring dinner and live auction. For more information, contact Kevin Shropshire, and I'm hoping I'm saying his name right, at 864-426-1840 or email kshropshire@countyofunion.com. Now, what do we do if we have an event that you'd like to share? Contact us, email upstateoutdoors@1063word.com. Ain't that right?
Yeah, there you go. And if you have an event.
Yes, I already went through that.
And you weren't?
Email.
Email.com?
Yeah.
Where was I?
You weren't listening. He was over there playing on his phone.
No, I was actually trying to pull up the parting shot over here.
Oh, you want me? I've got it pulled up.
No, I got it.
UpstateOutdoors@1063word.com. Email us stuff if you'd like us to promote it on our calendar events.
Yeah.
Y'all.
What else? What's the banquet stuff? Usually some folks have coming up in the fall.
Yes. Banquets and sportsmen's dinners and stuff. The churches have those this time.
We need to get a hold of Chris Wells because we hadn't talked with Chris.
See where he's speaking at.
Because he usually has got, oh, yeah, man, I can give you my whole schedule and stuff.
Booked all the time.
But he's all over the country.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I don't know when he's going to be close again. We need to talk to him anyway because the Red Crest is going on.
We'll have to see if we can get in touch with him next week and get an official Red Crest report next week on how that
Are they still going to be doing it next week?
No, I think they stop tomorrow or Monday.
Do they? Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, it was all week. I'm still really struggling with keeping up with the format. I'm going to admit it.
Yeah. Maybe somebody we know will win. And we can interview them on the show.
Yeah, let's do. Because we always got the big names on this show.
I think Casey's in it. I don't know where they're... I don't know. Anyway, so in the meantime, that's always the cue for the parting shot. Got the parting shot out of OutdoorHub.com. We were talking about bear regulations. They need to get them some bear regulations out in California because they got a black bear out there that's got a sweet tooth. From Outdoor Hub reports, it says, forget about Friday and don't even try me with hump day. Everybody knows the best day of the week is Taco Tuesday.
That's right.
And there's a black
bear. Or Tamale Tuesday.
Yeah.
In our case.
There's a black bear in Northern California who wholeheartedly agrees. Northern California is where they got a little more sense to them.
That's right.
Two teenagers were at home watching TV late at night when they started hearing footsteps and other sketchy sounds coming from the kitchen. Thinking somebody may have broken into the house, the two teens carefully went to take a look and discovered that they were in a real-life Goldilocks story. Looking for porridge, yeah. Right? There stood, and I'm talking about stood because I got a video, or at least a screenshot of the video. It says, there stood a black bear rummaging through the fridge of the family's cabin in Truckee, California. Hopefully I'm saying it right. At roughly 12:30 a.m. I heard footsteps, and then I heard Tupperware being opened really loudly and aggressively, 15-year-old Hayes Sherman reported. The fridge started to beep because it was open too long. The black bear crushed an entire Tupperware container full of taco meat, 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and then had some crackers to top it all off. Now, according to the Placer County Sheriff's Office Facebook post, one of the teenagers called 911 from a downstairs bedroom while he and his friend held the door closed as the bear repeatedly tried to open it. Now, these are not really big kids. There's a picture of them there standing with a DNR officer.
Kind of teenagers.
I'm sure they were fueled by adrenaline.
I just want to know how bears are smart enough to get in the fridge and get the Tupperware open.
And smell it.
I know, but to open a fridge?
Yeah, well. Anyway, upon arrival, Deputy Prero saw the bear inside the house and communicated with the homeowner through an upstairs window. After a brief discussion, Prero determined the bear entered the home through an unlocked garage door. Then she opened the front door and the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bear walked out into the driveway, and Deputy Prero fired a round from her shotgun, which successfully scared the bear away from the residence. Deputies have responded to many bear-related calls in the Tahoe area the last couple of weeks and want to remind our homeowners and visitors to lock their car doors and all residence doors, the sheriff's office wrote on their Facebook page. Additionally, don't leave any food in the cars. Bears have a very keen sense of smell, and they will find it even behind a locked car door. A Nest security camera inside the house was recording the whole time while the bear was doing his thing. And I'm just happy that they didn't have to shoot it.
Yeah,
they scared it away. Yeah, so there you go. Well, I'd like to thank our guest on the show today, Curtis Arrowwood from Arrowwood Firearm Safety and Training, and also
our buddy.
Yeah. Sweet thing.
Lieutenant Green Jeans. Amy's great.
Amy, for being on the show. And y'all get outside, be careful and all that, and we will see you right here next week on Upstate Outdoors.
Y'all have a great rest of the weekend right here, 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.